Okay, so the world of AI agents, it's absolutely buzzing right now. Huge potential everywhere. But if you've actually tried building and deploying one yourself, you probably know it can feel less like cutting-edge tech and more like, I don't know, hacking through a jungle. Developers seem to be constantly hitting these roadblocks, wrestling with complex infrastructure, just, trying to make things work. So today, we're doing a deep dive into a platform that caught our eye. It's called Expander.ai. They've got this pretty bold claim. They want to be the full stack development platform for AI engineers. Our mission here is to, well, slice through the hype a bit and really understand how they plan to simplify that whole AI agent lifecycle from idea to, a live deployment. We've been digging into their recent product hunt launch, looking at what the team says, but maybe more importantly, what the early users are actually finding. So when you talk about this jungle developers face, what are the specific like traps and frustrations Expander.ai is really trying to fix?
Yeah, that's a great place to start. Because the frustration, it's coming from a few different angles. You've got these agent frameworks, right? But they often just dump all the infrastructure work back on you. Databases, off-scaling everything. It's a lot.
Right, the stuff that isn't the fun part of building the agent itself.
Exactly. Then you have workflow automation tools. They're useful, but they're not truly agentic. They don't have that kind of autonomous, goal-driven behavior you expect from a real AI agent. And of course, the no-code builders. Great for whipping up a quick demo, maybe, but they hit a wall fast. You get locked out the moment you need actual code for anything complex.
So it's either too much work left for you, or not enough power and flexibility.
Precisely. And what's interesting is how Expander.ai seems to be positioning itself. They're aiming for that sweet spot, kind of like the super base of AI agents. The idea to take you from that cool demo phase to a production-ready agent in, well, they say hours, not months, offering both the front-end and back-end capabilities needed.
Okay, that supa base of AI agents analogy really helps it click. So if it's trying to be this all-in-one solution, what's the specific feature that seems to be getting the most buzz from those early users? What's really making developers' eyes light up?
It definitely seems to be what they call the agent workbench.
Mm.
People are really praising that. It lets you build and test your agent visually, which means you can iterate super, super fast, see how things work, tweak them, test again. But, and this seems to be the crucial part, you're not locked into the visual thing. If you hit a point where you need more control or complex logic, you can just seamlessly switch over and continue in code.
Ah, okay. So it's not an either situation. It's a bridge.
Exactly. It bridges that gap. One reviewer, Cakewalk, put it really well, saying it's finally a platform that bridges the gap between no-code simplicity and full developer control.
That sounds huge because it tackles that limitation of basic no-code tools, but keeps the speed and agility, right?
Yeah.
It offers flexibility.
Precisely. It removes that ceiling you hit with simpler tools. And it's not just the workbench either. They're also tackling that other big headache, the infrastructure.
Oh, yeah, the infrastructure headache. Please tell me more.
Well, they're offering things like a stateful database, specifically for agents, robust testing environments, and crucially with rollbacks, which is massive for debugging complex agent behavior.
Rollbacks. Okay, that's definitely needed.
Yeah. And then there's the agent runtime itself, managed via containers plus hosting options. You can use their managed cloud, or if you need more control or have specific compliance needs, you can self-host it in your own VPC or Kubernetes cluster.
Right, so they handle the deployment complexity too. I mean, I can imagine listeners nodding along, thinking about all the time spent wrestling Docker or YAML.
Definitely. And another user mentioned this comprehensive approach to runtime testing hosting is exactly what many teams are looking for. It lets developers actually focus on the agent's logic, the core value, instead of just plumbing infrastructure together.
Makes sense. And what about integrating tools or external services? That's usually key for agents.
They seem strong there too. They mentioned a big library of pre-built tools, plus the ability to just upload an open API spec for your own APIs, and the platform helps enrich it automatically. They even mentioned bringing your own, like, MCP servers for more execution control.
MCP servers.
Yeah, seems like an advanced option for controlling where and how parts of your agent run. Plus, they're aiming to be nearly framework agnostic in how they integrate, which suggests even more flexibility down the line.
Okay, so boiling it all down, what does this really mean for you, the listener, maybe an AI engineer, or someone just exploring the space?
It sounds like Expander.ai is fundamentally designed to, well, speed things up a lot by providing that full stack platform, offering real flexibility, hitting those common pain points we talked about, and yeah, bridging that crucial gap between getting something working quickly and actually getting it ready for production. Absolutely. And thinking bigger picture, it raises a really important question, doesn't it? As these AI agents get more complex, more capable, how vital is this blend of visual development for speed and full code access for power going to be? Is this the model for fostering real innovation and getting wider adoption? And what does this push towards being framework agnostic, which Xpander.ai is talking about, actually mean for the whole AI agent industry? More choice, better interoperability, less vendor lock-in, perhaps.
Definitely some interesting things to chew on as you think about where AI engineering is headed.